All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, various controversies relating to one of the top coaches in college football, Dabo Swinney of Clemson. National champion, Dabo. And yes, his name is Dabo.
Well, nickname that he's...
Do we know what his real name is?
Ooh. That's a very good question. Let's pull up Dabo and get his full early years bio.
So old Dabo, when Colin Kaepernick originally protested back with the Niners, he basically said, and he said a lot of things, but the
it
main
is
thing.
William Christopher Dabo Swinney.
Yep. Bill Chris Dabo Swinney. The main thing that he said was, if you think everything is so bad and the world is falling apart, you need to move to another country. And of course, Dabo, in light of recent Black Lives Matter protests, he has said that those comments were too harsh. He is also, okay, so a former Tigers assistant coach under Dabo, his name is Danny Pierman, had to apologize for repeating a racial slur, at least this is his words, that he overheard when trying to stop the word from being used on the practice field. So they had this big hullabaloo about this at Clemson. And a lot of the players pointed the finger at Dabo saying, well, this is your guy and he's using this word. And this guy saying, well, I overheard the word and I was trying to get them to stop using the word.
One of the players used it, so I used the word to tell him not to use the word.
And then there was a former Clemson player named Hamid Williams who alleged that Dabo himself used the N-word in chastising his player's choice of music. And he said... If this is his tweet on social media, he said, if I say this and you weren't in the room, people are going to think I'm on hallucinating. we played music every day before practice for obvious reasons. Mike Reed, new/prospective cornerbacks coach, came to visit and he toured our locker room while we were listening to the music. Dabo walked into the meeting room and said, I don't want to walk into the locker room with guests and future coaches hearing and this and that in our house. Some people just walked out of the team meeting room because they didn't want to hear his S. So then there's that one. The latest one is that he was wearing a shirt that says football matters.
Yes.
And of course, I have to explain why that offended
Black
some people?
Matters.
Black Lives Matter. And that's what we're focused on right now. Now, in defense of the shirt, it sounds like that is an actual slogan from the National Football Foundation. It's a program that they have.
It goes back to 2016 or 17,
yeah.
I think I read. So yeah, it's not a new shirt, and it's not a shirt that he had printed specifically for this weekend to go on whatever vacation he was with his family where he was wearing it.
And then this, and it is that Dabo came out today, and because a lot of people have been really hard on him because he has not said anything so far. And or much. And if he has, it's been, like I said, controversial. He just tonight posted a 14-minute video addressing the various issues that we just talked about. He talks about the N-word controversy involving the assistant coach. He said, I would fire a coach immediately if he called a player the N-word. It should be noted that the assistant wasn't accused of calling a player the racial epithet.
Yep.
Which Pearlman admitted. Sweeney also acknowledged that Pierman repeated it and that he shouldn't have. He also addressed the wardrobe flap. The coach was photographed recently wearing a shirt with the National Football Foundation slogan, Football Matters. He says, any situation that I was trying to mock the Black Lives Movement, the Black Lives Matter movement. It's just an attack on my character. Just an attack on my character and really sad. So then he goes on to talk about supporting positive change. And by the way, 14 minutes?
Yeah.
Can we get that pared down? What do they say? Don't you do a lot of social media around here? Isn't it like, when do people start losing interest in your social media?
Oh, about 90
media?
Seconds.
90 seconds.
somewhere
it's
in there.
True.
Well, if you don't get their attention in the first, what, like 3 seconds, and this all these numbers probably going down by the time my children are my age right now, it'll probably be like, you have a quarter of a second to get their attention, and if you can't deliver your message in 15 seconds, don't even bother.
Right.
Yeah. But right now, it's...
If I click on a video that someone forwards me and say, hey, you got to watch this.
Yeah.
Depending on the content, but let's just say it's just a fun video that's going viral or whatever. If it's any more than two and a half minutes,
if it hits 3 minutes,
I may not watch it, or I may get the gist of it and,
and just
turn it off, and then, or I may come back to it later and then totally forget.
Yeah. I will skim once I hit a certain point. I will do the finger skim to the end and be like, did I miss anything important? No. Okay, good.
If I send either of you a 14-minute video, what's the percentage that you watch half of it?
Half?
Oh, like 2%.
5%.
The half of it.
It depends on the content.
Not the full 14 minutes.
Well, that means it's 7 minutes.
Yes, 14 I know. That's minutes. You've proven my point. It was the correct answer. I'm not disappointed to either of you.
If it's 2 minutes, I might not watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm with him.
Yeah, no, I got you.
So he did a 14-minute one. Yeah. But let me read you.
Well, again, so if the percentage is 2% that you guys finish it in its entirety, half of it, if it's 5% for you, 2% for him, Dabo's putting it out there because he has to, not because he wants people to watch it. He wasn't trying to entertain anybody. Go, right. I guess I have to address all this. I'll just ramble, and then we'll put it out there, and we'll move on. Somebody check it and make sure I didn't say anything else that I'll be in trouble for.
Right. Again, it's not very courageous. It's the same thing with the NFL and Roger Goodell. It's just not courageous for you at this stage of the game to sit in front of a camera and say Black Lives Matter and you know, repeat the lines, you know? And that's what he did. I mean—
Well, but let me ask you a question. Who is the example of what a college football coach should be doing?
Yeah, that's a good question. I actually think Mario Cristobal has been really good.
Yeah.
I think he's been really good about it. And there have been various interviews with him, and I've read quotes from him. But
he's responding. He's not going out there. I've seen that he was part of the protest and going out there.
Yeah, well, he also doesn't have a lot of controversies around his name and the program based on the N-word, you know.
Well, but he also doesn't have a national championship where he becomes a bigger target, too.
That's right.
I mean, Dabo is now right there with Nick Saban as the two coaches that are the faces of college football. Dabo is the young, brash version, and Nick Saban is the old, crotchety version.
But let's not give him a pass.
Oh, no, I'm definitely not giving him a pass.
I mean, I feel like when these things crop up, and I think the T-shirt thing, I don't think he was trying to make any sort of statement with that T-shirt. That's a National Football Foundation T-shirt.
How many T-shirts does he have?
7.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like
800.
Is he just grabbing that T-shirt, and not thinking about it?
Like, I don't know.
If you had a T-shirt,
probably should have thought about it. And that's the kind of thing. But I take that aside. But the N-word from the coaches. His past comments about Kaepernick, you know, it's really hard to fake this stuff. And I think that Dabo at this point, we kind of know what he's about.
Yeah.
We know who he is. And it's not that he can't be a great leader. It's not that he can't be a great leader of young black men, because the vast majority of his team is black. And there are a lot of guys that stand behind him. But then there are other teammates that are players that played under him that say otherwise. So I just feel like for a guy like Dabo, and Roger Goodell, they're in the same boat. Your past actions and the things that surround your program, that's more what I feel paints a picture of who you are.
Yeah.
Than your 14-minute way late video about social injustice that I guarantee you he was forced to put that out.
Sure.
Right?
Well, yeah, the PR department kept pestering him and pestering
like
him.
Like,
Dabo,
you really need to.
Yeah, it's finally do. And he's like, all right, finally. And then he reluctantly did it and put out a video.
So like I said before, I think you can tell the genuine statements in the corporations and the brands and the companies and the people that are coming out genuinely in favor and genuinely like willing to change type of movement statements. And then the disingenuous ones that are just doing it because they see which way the wind's blowing. And I think that's Dabo. So my question to you is, do you think Dabo Swinney is hurting his reputation or hurting his recruiting with this?
Maybe, but the problem is his recruiting is at such a level that he's already going after five stars. There was the big news that was Oregon had two five-star linebackers this last year, or one of the guys was a five-star in one poll and a four-star in another. But you look at it and you go, wow, five stars. You got two five-stars on the defense now for Oregon. That's fantastic. Clemson had like eight. You know, I mean, it's the difference between Clemson, Alabama, and everybody else is so dramatic. If it has a impact, I don't think it will be long. I don't think it'll be a long-term effect on it. Because if they keep if they go out and they have a college football season, he wins, that's the best thing he can do for his recruiting. Kids are going to forget about what was said during the summer. None of them are watching this entire 14-minute video. I think if anybody is worried about it right now, by the time they get around to the college football season and they watch Clemson play for another national championship, that's going to be more interesting. When they go out and see the facility and get to go down their slide that they have, and they get to stay home because there's much more fertile recruiting grounds in South Carolina than there are in Oregon. I think that long-term, they've built a program that has such a reputation that I don't think it's going to have a dramatic effect on them winning and losing football games, which is the biggest effect that they have on recruiting. And I think that Dabo Swinney is probably closer to the average response you would get from a college football coach if you ask them the same questions than he is on one extreme or the other, which means that most of the people that he's recruiting against are close to the same response. You just hear his more because he has national championships. He plays for national championships nearly every year, and people are putting a microphone in his face a lot more often. Anything that happens at Clemson just becomes bigger because there's similar controversy around college football, and there's guys that have had much worse response, Mike Gundy, Arkansas.
See, I think Gundy and Dabo are the same guy.
Winning record.
But I think without their records are different. But I think that Dabo is just more polished. I think he is just smarter in front of a microphone.
Yeah.
At the same time, I don't think he's all that smart. I think he is just a good old boy football coach.
Pretty smart for a college football
and
coach.
And has exposed himself in that regard. But Monty Jones said something good about what Dabo said today. And he said, look, because I'll just spare you what Dabo because, like I said, the whole video is 14 minutes. You can go look it up. And he did have some comments in there on supporting positive change and on the path forward and what he's going to do. Bomani Jones said, you know, it's really unfortunate that a guy like Dabo feels the need to use the good that he's done for young black lives by being a highly paid football coach as some sort of social good. Right. Like, and I think this is a great point. He says he quotes Swinney saying, Dabo says he's been able to play a part in helping to create generational change for many young black men. And then Bomani says, well, this argument is a bit uncomfortable for me as a black man. You've done that, and they've also made you a zillionaire. Yeah. What you're doing is you're doing your job.
And it's mutually beneficial.
Yeah. And you're using that as a shield. Yeah. For, oh, look at me. I deal with young black men every day. Well, again, there are stories coming out about the N-word being thrown around by your coaches.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you have a white man connected with football that makes a gazillion dollars this week that I think learns something about what's going on right now in this country and the words that you choose to use as you talk about racial equality. And that's Drew Brees. Do you have any doubt that Drew Brees learned something this week?
Yes. Doubt? No, I do. I think he did learn. I do think that he learned.
He had a very short window to learn something very quickly, and he has a lot of people around him that can come back and go, hey, Drew, these are the reasons that the things that you're saying are wrong.
He listened.
And he listened. Dabo has a lot of people around him that have the opportunity to go back and help educate him. I think there's a little bit of room to give him the benefit of the doubt that he can learn something from the situation. It's just very difficult to see because, like you said, and Bomani Jones said, is he benefits a lot from helping those young black men make it into the NFL. as well. So, but I think there is room for him to learn. And all you can do is sit back and go, cool, I hope he's a better person than he was.
I hope so, too.
And
yeah, but that's where I'm at. Football doesn't save lives, man. Like, you're not,
no.
You're not, like, these guys, these football coaches are so, they're just so, they just think they're God.
Well, but that's
like, look at what I've done. You're a football coach. The only reason you were even listening to you is because you win football games.
When was the last time you played football and sat in front of a coach that they didn't, like, I mean.
Last week. Wait, no.
But I haven't played since high school, but I remember everything they said was treated as gospel, because if you need a collective to buy into your message. You need all 85 guys on a college football team to buy into your message. You are part preacher, because you don't have a chance to pull everyone aside. Sometimes you have to get up in front of a collective and go, here's your inspiring words. That's what he does.
BS.
That's what he does for a living. So when he turns to the media and what he says kind of sounds like BS and propaganda, well, it's kind of what he does in his day job.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.